Right, silent partners. We go out from this church, we try and go out in pairs. Sometimes there will be threes or more, sometimes there'll be extra kids with us. But a silent partner, there is a job there. The silent partner isn't just there to just literally just walk along and observe. Now, new Christians, if you're new to it and you don't really understand much, that's okay. But you guys that have been going out for a little bit now, we should, as a silent partner, you should be praying. Okay, you should be praying in your head. I don't mean loudly. You don't have to go, oh, please get this person saved while they're trying to give the gospel. You should be praying in your head. And I know for some of you, you're thinking, look, like, why are we going over all this? But you'd be surprised. And I don't know. There are new people. There are people that haven't gone out giving the gospel. So this is good stuff to get right. And if there's anything that you don't do here, please make a note of it as well. Okay, because this is what we want for this church. You should be praying in your head. You should be, as well, looking out for distractions. And if that means taking, if there's two people and one is clearly just a problem, if that means taking them to one side, you'll think, oh, I've never even given the gospel before. You just show them a couple of your favourite verses from the Bible. Even if you're not ready and you think, well, I'm not quite ready to give them a gospel presentation, that is the job of a silent partner, to deal with distractions, not to be a distraction. And please, silent partners, don't start interrupting and getting it, because that will, a lot of people, that will put them completely off their flow. That, you know, they're in the spirit, they're trying to preach gospel, and then the silent partner pipes up with something else. If you're a silent partner, you're silent, okay? And other than when you're dealing with a distraction. Okay, and please, and a lot of us here will be swapping. And when you're swapping, you're a silent partner when you're not the one knocking. And a good rule to do is just knock until you actually get to talk. Don't just take it in turns to knock each door. Just knock. You're the knocker until you get to talk, even if that's someone screaming in your face, go away. And I don't want to put people off, because it doesn't happen that often. But even, whatever that is, then it's the next person's go.